Welcome to the CLS Experience. I'm your host, Craig Siegel. I'm a born and raised New Yorker who achieved success with multiple businesses, but I crave something deeper. So I dedicated myself to personal growth and transformation by revamping my mindset. I went from being unable to run a mile to conquering four marathons the following year. Now, I want to help others manufacture big breakthroughs of their own.
One of the most powerful transitions that we can make is going from viewing our work as a job to viewing it as a calling. A job is an exchange of energy in which you do a material task and someone provides money in exchange. Pretty straightforward, right? A calling, however, is an organic field of energy that emerges from the deepest aspects of who you are. It's the fulfillment of what Creator has created you to be and do, right? So oftentimes, if we ever find ourselves in a job that feels like a job or even a relationship that we know is not necessarily right, we tend to feel depleted or out of alignment, this, that, and the other thing. Why? Because it's not connected to our soul. It might serve a purpose at a time, but then there's those other times where you feel alive, aligned. You can do this all day. You have great coaching calls, whatever you're doing, and you never get tired because you're connected. You love it. It's a calling. Even if in a relationship, not to say that there's never arguments or stuff like that, but when you find your person, it just hits a little bit differently, right? So if we approach our work as a job as opposed to a calling, I mean, that can make all the difference in whether you dwell in the miraculous universe of all the divine opportunities and doors opening and so forth or not. And once again, I speak from contrast because for 13 years, I had a job. You have a calling, guys. How do I know that? Well, because you're alive, right? You have a calling because you're on this earth with a divine purpose to rise to the level of your highest creative possibility. And if you identify only with the material plane, this 1% reality, right, you place yourself only to the effect of pretty severe economic realities of scarcity and lack, like Craig Siegel for 13 years. I can only do this. This is where I'm tapped out. I can only make that. I'll only have this much fulfillment. It'll only feel like this. I'll never really truly feel alive. All that stuff. We've all been there. Some of us might even still be there, yes? Brandon Gaidoris, great to see your face. All right, guys. So on the flip side, forget about the material plane for just a moment. If we begin to identify with, let's just say, everything else that's happening here beyond our logic, let's just call for simplicity the spiritual plane, well, then we're under no laws but God's or our creators. His laws, right? And you see, when you identify as a child of God or from the Creator, you don't have to look for a job or worry about making ends meet because that's not the real you. The real you already has a divine function and the universe is here to set that up and support it. Sometimes it takes us through peaks and valleys and U-turns and weird routes to get there. But if you believe and you know with what I'm saying to be somewhat true, you will get there. But how, Craig? Well, the best way to summons your true calling is to put yourself in service. Even just for a moment. And on a soul level, we want to work and create and serve others and share our gifts with the world because they're not ours. They were given to us. So we're here to channel them. Do you guys agree with that? So nothing releases us internally from struggle, guys, more than the willingness to serve, right? Because you see, a job, a job, essentially, even if you have a really high position, It could be taken away. But a true calling puts you in a career zone that can never be taken away. You are never unemployed by God or by your creator or whatever it is that you guys tap into. You are here to serve who sent you. And your job is to open your mind and your heart so that a higher consciousness can flow through you.
Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And follow me on Instagram at CraigSiegel_CLS, the YouTube channel Craig Siegel, and our website, CultivateLastingSymphony.com, where you could sign up for our email blast with all free trainings on all of our content. The best is yet to come.